Back in April, we introduced you to one of America's most expensive patients, Sue Beter of Stoughton.
I've had MS since I was 18 years old. Well, I have a lot of doctors.
Sue is one of the 5% of patients we often hear about who account for half of all healthcare dollars spent in the U.S. Did you get that? That's half of all spending goes to only 5% of patients. WBUR's Martha Biebinger is following this small, frail 66-year-old who's at the epicenter of Massachusetts cost-saving efforts while improving care. Good morning, Martha. Good to see you.
Hi, Bob.
So Sue signed up with an agency last year that receives a budget for her care, as I understand it. The agency, right. Senior Whole Health, gets to decide how best to spend the money to keep Sue healthy. What's it been like for her?
Well, in our first story, Bob, Sue couldn't have been happier with her move to this agency. They put handrails in her bathroom. They started buying all her vitamins and lotions. They supplied adult diapers so that she wouldn't get out of bed at night and risk a fall. They're doing all of this to help Sue stay at home. That's where she wants to be. And it's cheaper than moving her into a nursing home.
So more long-term, this idea to spend more money up front on all this home-based care that's supposed to help Sue stay healthy and in her house to avoid costly medical care, did it work?
In short, Bob, no, not so far. In this story, we catch up with Sue at Epic Senior Living. It's a nursing home in Sharon. The goal there is to get Sue back home for her care, and this may be her last chance to try living at home if she can get back there. She's hopefully on her way to recovery.
It's hard again today.
So push it forward until you hear the click, and then you know it's locked.
It's forward.
Sue Beter rocks forward, trying to make the transition from wheelchair to walker. She's been in and out of this nursing home and several hospitals for 2 months. It all started with this. Sue wasn't getting enough to drink and became severely dehydrated.
I couldn't hear that well, and I couldn't swallow much. And I'm trying to think what happened this time, but I knew I had to go to the hospital.
Now, after 3 hospital stays, repeated recoveries, and $56,000 in bills, Sue is cleared to go home.
Okay. This is a discharge planning meeting for Sue Beter, and I'm Janet Watts. I'm a nurse care manager for Sue.
3 nurses, a social worker, and Sue sit around a small conference table at the nursing home. Before Sue can go home, her main nurse, Judy Tremblay, wants to make sure the seemingly small problem that triggered Sue's long, expensive medical journey is fixed.
I want to talk about, Sue, 2 phone calls that I got. I got a phone call from your mom.
Sue's 93-year-old mother told Judy why Sue wasn't getting enough to drink. Sue was letting her personal care attendants, or PCAs, work hours that were convenient for them, but not for Sue. Sue, her mother told Judy, usually wakes up around 6 a.m., but her PCA wasn't arriving until 10.
And between the hours of 6 and 10, you really have no one to take care of you, to help you in the bathroom, to help you get something to eat or drink, and that you had falls during that 6 to 10 hour period.
Sue jumps in to defend Jen, her main PCA.
She always says to me, if I need her, I have her phone number to call her.
Judy gives Sue one of those looks. Sue is crestfallen. She thinks of Jen as family and depends on her for emotional support.
She happens to be a wonderful person in my life. It's just that she has a daughter. I can talk to Jen and tell her I need her. Does that...
Sue trails off as she glances up and sees Judy still giving her that tough love look. It turns out that another PCA, the one who comes on weekends, wasn't arriving at Sue's until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sue, this is all about you. This is all about what you need. So it's just not working out.
Right. No, it hasn't been working out.
Sue looks defeated, as Judy says she may have to hire a new team of aides and put them on a different schedule. Jennifer Cooperman, a social worker at Epic, steps in to reassure Sue.
You need to know you're not trapped. I mean, even if something gets you upset tonight or whatever, we still work toward the goal of getting you home and keeping you home safely. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good.
Sue's discharge plan requires a visit to her primary care doctor. He's a key part of Sue's team and will be part of the decision about whether she can remain at home.
So how have you been feeling?
Dr. Joseph Kagan has been treating Sue and her mother for years.
You've been doing okay. I know you were in rehab for a while,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. 2 months.
And
I did some silly things.
It looks like you emerged in one piece, which is great.
Thank you.
Part of the issue was that you were not really well at the time, and you really were making decisions that you normally would not have have done that. Yeah. So I understand all that.
Kagan chats with Sue as he moves through a routine exam.
The main thing is that a lot of it's behind us.
Right
now, your mind is clear as a bell. We're going to start winding down some of these medicines. We're going to see how you do, and you have a wonderful team at home.
Dr. Kagan reviews Sue's 21 prescriptions. He cuts her dose of sleeping pills so she'll be less groggy and less likely to fall if she gets up in the night. But he agrees to increase the strength of her antidepressants after hearing about the upheaval with her PCAs and the cat who was gone when Sue got home.
Oh, I feel so bad. I'm very depressed.
Yeah. But you just pick up the pieces and move on. And you've always, in the end, been very courageous.
Kagan tells Sue to come see him again in a month.
Isn't this nice? Thank you.
Okay, we're going to lock it here.
Sue makes it back home. Her nurse, Judy Tremblay, is there to reinforce the rules. She must drink regularly, avoid falls, and keep her PCAs on the agreed schedule.
Sue knows that if this fails, the next step is long-term care.
Sue has a new PCA, Ernestina DePina, who is just arriving with an armload of groceries, including Sue's new favorite drink, Diet Cranberry Juice.
Yes. Hello.
Say hello.
Hi. How you doing?
To Martha. Look how pretty she is, just like Sophia Loren. But she doesn't even know Sophia Loren.
But Ernestina does know the Heimlich maneuver. She performed it on Sue her first week on the job.
I just have a habit of putting so many things in my mouth, and I'll start to talk. And, oh, it was just awful. Before I knew I was choking, she said, Sue, do you want to go to the hospital? And she got me frightened.
Sue refused Ernestina's pleas that she go to the hospital, worried that she would end up in another spiral of hospital admissions and readmissions. Sue, Judy, and others involved in Sue's care discussed whether she should have left the nursing home this time.
So the question was, how feasible was it for her to come home? Sue is competent. Legally, she's able to make her own decisions. Whether they be decisions that other people would make, it's not up for us to judge that. She wanted to be home.
Sue is still falling and calling the Stoughton Fire Department about 6 times a month to come pick her up off the floor and place her in a chair or back in bed. Judy and Sue keep trying to come up with solutions.
You have to have an open relationship because I have to be able to at any time come in here and say, Sue, this isn't working. You've had this many times rescues come here. Next time it could mean a fractured hip. We have to be able to have that relationship where that conversation can take place at some point where this is no longer going to be possible.
There's no sign yet that caring for Sue under a global payment is saving any money. But if Senior Whole Health weren't trying, Sue would probably be in a more expensive nursing home full-time already. The agency says it often takes a few years to get to know a patient and figure out what will work to keep them healthy at home. But Sue is a sign that controlling costs without sacrificing care for the country's most expensive patients can be really hard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.